Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone, landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comment or your opinion on today's show, then just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the show. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, PA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And also our sponsors is Frank Williams Realty. You guys can go to my website, frankwilliamsrealty.com, and you can take a look around, and if you are looking for property to buy, sell, what have you, just contact me from the page there, and we'll get together. All right. Again, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in, guys. This is like my second show. Not, you know, maybe not of the year, but in a while, okay, with the pandemic going on and everything happening, I really have not, you know, taken the time to do the show. But I really have missed you guys. And, there are a lot of people at work and around who ask me, "Hey, Frank, when the show coming back on? Are you off the air now? What's going on? Let's get this thing going again. We need to talk." Okay, I'm here. I'm doing my best to get on day by day. But sometimes, you know, it's a struggle. I might have something to do. I might have trying to, you know, get ready for work, what have you. Y'all know how it is. And, you know, life, okay? Life gets in the way sometimes. Again, the call-in number is 516-531-9483. Call into the show. Let's talk. Now, today's topic is entitled, "Why Do Punks Carry Guns?" And you saw it right, you heard it right. Why do punks carry guns? And if they freak, punks, yeah, punks. These young punks of today, why do they carry guns? You know, they carry guns because they are afraid that they'll get, that, you know, that they'll get an ass whipping put on them, right? They're afraid that they'll get a whipping put on them. And then, you know, they're afraid that their boys will see them get beat down. Maybe not, you know, just beat down, but when we were growing up, hey, you go to school and you come home and you're walking home from school, because, you know, we walked home from school, okay? There were school buses, but the school buses really, you know, weren't really in my neighborhood, okay? I didn't ride the school bus. I always walked to school, okay, whether it's elementary school or high school. And then in high school, my mom started letting me take the car sometimes, okay? So, and then, you know, I felt like a big man. And I guess that's what guns make these punks feel like, you know, big man. But what I was getting to is that when we were coming up and we'd be walking home from school or walking to school, somebody may get into a little argument. Somebody may get into a little pushing and shoving. Somebody may get into talking about your parents or your sister or your brother. And, you know, and y'all get into a shoving match or get into a fight. You know, not a lot of fights happen in the morning, okay, on the way to school. That, you know, I'm not saying there weren't any fights in the morning, but not a lot of fights happen in the morning. Okay, most of our fights happen after school. Okay, because before school, there weren't a whole lot of people together. You know, you're walking to school at different times, and you're running a little late trying to get to school, or, you know, you're early getting to school, and everybody weren't together like that. But after school, you know, after school, after that bell rang, then everybody flooded the streets, everybody walking home together, and you had a big crowd. So, and then during school, everybody would hear that, hey, such and such is going to fight after school. And, you know, you kind of follow the crowd, right? You follow the crowd down through there, and you go down through there, and you're following the crowd, and then all of a sudden, he push him or she push him or what have you, and then, wow, you got a fight going on. But that's the way we settled our differences when we were growing up. And that's the difference between now and then. It's because back then, we have a fist fight or a scratch fight or, you know, whatever you want to call it. Because I'll bite you, kick you, stab you with a fork, I'd do whatever I had to win. Okay? And but today, you know, you got these guys who want to carry a gun. They want to pull a gun on you when things aren't going right. I mean, sometimes I try to tell my kids and my family this all the time, is that, you know, you're out there on the road, especially you're alone. You're out there on the road driving, and someone come by and cut you off, or someone comes by and, you know, slam on brakes in front of you for no reason, or somebody, you know, might be sitting there at a red light and it's turned green, and they don't go. And you're sitting there like, what's going on with it? And you're starting to honk the horn, you know, move on. I don't do that, okay? Simply because of the way that people are today. You never know these guys, you know, these young punks be sitting there in the car, and they, you know, hey, they may be sitting there trying to roll some weed or something, you know, roll up a blunt or something, you know, or they on the phone, or they, you know, they texting on the phone or whatever. But they also have a gun in the car. Or they may be just, you know, getting some type of initiation into some type of game. And they, you know, they'll be out there and they'll be looking for somebody to honk the horn at them or to ride by them and flick them the middle finger or something like that. And then they'll come and they'll race up on you. And then next thing you know, you're in a confrontation with them. And then the next thing you know, they got a gun pulled. You know, you don't need that in your life. Okay? If someone's in front of you and they aren't going and the light's green, hey, either be patient and let them figure it out, or you leave enough room between you and them to pull around them and keep on about your business. But do that. Do that. Don't throw your finger up at somebody. Don't honk your horn at people. Because I tell you, these young punks, you know, they want to do something to you. And they want to do something to you just for the fun of it. You say, all I did was, you know, when the police come and the ambulance come to get you, you tell the police, all I did was blow my horn at them and tell them to move on. All I did was when I got by him, I threw my middle finger up at him. You know, that's antagonizing them. That's what some people call egging on the situation. I don't do that. And I try to tell my family not to do it. Because, I don't want you or anyone else to get in an altercation with one of these young punks. And, you know, 8 times out of 10, probably, they've got a gun. Now I know you say, Frank, I carried a gun too. Well, hey, that's good for protection, right? What's gonna happen when a young punk pull his gun out on you, and your gun somewhere else? It's not sitting there in your hand. You know, you waiting for them, waiting for this young punk to come up on me. I got my gun right here. Nah, that's not the case. Your gun's in your glove box or under the seat or something like that. You don't have time to retrieve it. So I'd say just let it go. Move on. I want everybody to live another day. Okay? I want y'all to live another day. But these young punks out here, they're carrying guns. And they're not afraid to use them, okay? Because they don't care about the outcome. They don't care about you. They don't care about going to jail. They don't care about their family. They don't care about their kids. None of that. But you do. You care about your family. You care about your kids. You care about all that stuff. Don't get hung up in those situations. Well, Frank, ain't no punk. Well, hey, ain't no punk either. But I wanna be able to take care of my family as long as I can take care of my family. I wanna be able to hang out with you guys as long as I can hang out with you guys until God called me home. I guess he'll be calling you home then too, in that way. But, I just believe that can be prevented. I believe that can be prevented. But these young punks walking around here carrying these guns, they at the club with guns, they at the barbershop with guns, they at the hair salon with guns, they're at the grocery store with guns. They're everywhere, and they've got guns. Okay, they're everywhere, and they've got guns. And I was talking to someone the other day, and we were talking about drugs and how a lot of the older celebrities and older music artists, all these famous people from back in the day that did a lot of music and were famous for their music. And they, you know, for one reason or another, they got on drugs. But, you know, we don't make the drugs. The drugs are brought into our community. They're brought into our community. And they're sold us just like anyone else. But I don't know anyone who can manufacture drugs. I don't know anyone who, I really don't. I mean, I don't know anyone who grows, have a farm or something, or a big place where they grow a lot of marijuana. I don't know anyone who has a plant where they can manufacture cocaine. I don't know anyone who understands how to manufacture heroin or something. I don't know anyone who makes up have a meth lab or they make up meth. I don't know anybody that does that, especially in our community, right? So these drugs that come into the community somehow. And who you think brought the drugs in our community? Their community is the same way. They just want to put a spin on it where it's just the African-American community that's bad on this stuff. Man, there's so many of them on this. It's so many white people on drugs, more than blacks, that it's not even close. just like the population is not even close. The same thing with the drugs. Okay? So all I'm doing is putting it out there, you guys, to take your time, and when something like this happens to you, if you're sitting behind someone and they're not going on the green light, if someone cuts you off in your car or whatever, and you don't crash or nothing like that, I'm not saying that, but you don't crash or whatever, they go on, let them go. Remember that I said, Frank said, Frank said, you got to let them go. Okay? Frank said, you got to let them go. Frank said, leave that stuff alone. Because Frank wants you to come back to the house. Frank wants you to come back to your family. Okay? So do that. And spread that word to other people who will listen to you. Some people don't listen to you at all. And then some people do. And before I close out the show, I wanted to say something real quick, because a few people have told me about this this new money scheme, nothing's new, y'all. Okay, nothing's new. You get out there, you make your money. You either got a job or you have a business. Those two ways are the ways that you, make money, right? Make money to feed your family. Now they got these schemes out here as far as it's called, I don't know what it's called, but back in the day it was called Friends Helping Friends. Friends Helping Friends. And, there was a big uproar about Friends Helping Friends, because back in the day they had a hotel room that they rented and down near the airport. And there were so many people coming to this conference room certain nights of the week. So, of course, the hotel people are going to start getting curious about what the hell are they doing there. And what they were doing was they were running a sort of a Ponzi scheme, where you come in with your $500, and they take your $500 right there at the door, and you sit down and you see people in that conference room, and they call their name. Hey, Frank Williams is one of tonight's recipients. And I get up and I go up there. I get my $14,000 or whatever it is. Okay, I put in $500 when I came through the door a few nights back. It wasn't my first time, but it's tonight I'm supposed to get my cash payout. My cash payout is my $500 that I put in when I came through the door a few days ago, and then plus your $500 payment that you paid tonight when you came in, somebody else's $500 payment that they paid when they came in, somebody else's money who's sitting in that room that put their money in at the door until it got to $14,000, and then they pay out Frank. Now, you're down the line somewhere. You're going to get paid down the line somewhere. Your turn is going to come up down the line somewhere. And you're going to get your $14,000 payment. But the key, this is where we hit it, y'all. This is where the rubber meets the road. The key is to come in the door with their $500. Because at some point, hey, Frank, Frank got his money. I'm gone. They ain't coming back. They ain't coming back with my $500 or nothing. So I got your $500, and I'm gone. right? Now you're sitting there on pins and needles about your $500, and you're hoping you get to the day where you can get $14,000 and you can get out. It doesn't matter if it's $500 at the door or $100 at the door. At some point, people are going to stop bringing their $100 to the table, and then your $100 is going to be gone. Y'all with me? Y'all with me? Nothing's free, y'all. Everything comes with a price, and somebody's going to lose in that situation. Hey, I have a caller from the 404 area code. 863 is the first three digits of the phone number. Hey, caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this? Where you calling from?
It's Big Brother. What's happening?
Talk to me, son.
What's going on? Listen to your show about the punks carrying these guns. And see, this Georgia law pretty much help them tote these guns, because you can be at the grocery store, see the young cats with guns on shoulder holsters, like they from Starsky and Hutch and shit. But the Georgia law states you can't ask them for a gun permit. So that allows you don't know if they're illegal or not, but they can't be questioned about it. And
so
they must change this law.
So who question them? Who can ask them for this the police?
Yeah, that'd be the best, especially if you don't. Let me tell you, I've been in a store with guys coming there smelling like a damn front yard, man, full of weed, man. But you carry firearm all out in the open like that. Number one, you're too damn high to shoot anybody. Half the time, no telling what else you're on. That's ridiculous, man. I mean, the law is just wrong about how they allow a lot of this stuff to go on, man. You know, if the police officer can't walk up to a guy and say, "Hey, man, you carrying that firearm like that? Let me see some license and see if they what's the tour of that," and say whether they. Well, you know, it's a catch-22, because as you see, cops harass a lot of blacks, and that open that door up to that, because I'm in Wayfield Food or Family Dollar. I see young cats in there about look like they about 19, 20 years old with pistols on them, man. And I'm sitting here saying, "Well, this guy legal. Now, it ain't my business, but I don't like being around that environment."
Right.
You know, I got a license to carry, but I don't wear mine out like that, because that make you an easy target. But, you know, when I'm riding a motorcycle, then I will wear mine out when I'm riding a motorcycle. But when I'm out and about like that, you never know if I have one on me or not.
But when you on your motorcycle, somebody can pull up next to you at a stoplight and see your pistol sitting there, big, bright, and pretty.
Well, see, most time you ride a motorcycle, your shirt will blow. You're gonna see it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the catch-22 behind that. But if I'm in a store somewhere, like I said, I'm in Wayfield Food. You never know. I have a firearm on me. But the thing about that's what we're going back to is Wild Wild West Day, because this guy's outrageous now. And like you said back, you know, I've been in a car with people, "Hey, don't you see the damn light green?" So I said, "Hey, man, you do that when you're in the car by yourself. Don't invite that to me," you know.
Right.
Because, like you say, and especially when there's a group of young cancers, everybody trying to prove a point. You know, I shot that car, man. You see that, man? See what I did? I say, "Man, let that go, man. I've been arguing with you. Leave that alone, man. You want to raise hell with these folks, blow at them, and, like you say, shoot birds at them. Do it on your time, man. Don't do it with me in the car."
Yeah, don't do it with me in the car either.
Yeah.
It'd be trouble right there, boy.
I know it, man. No respect as it is. And no respect for the law. Now you see, when the folk put them handcuffs on you, that seal of jewelry, you want to cry. I didn't mean to do it. Man, you can't bring that life back.
Yeah. Right. And you just gave me an idea for another show. Respect. How we grew up with respect. If we didn't, you got slapped in the mouth or whatever. But you respected, especially you respected the people who were older than you, the older generation. You respected them like crazy.
Yeah, man, and they taught you to have respect for yourself. When you walk around here with your drawers showing, man, crack of your ass showing, and we always wanted to look good when we went somewhere, man. Whatever happened to that?
The babies having babies, you had 35-year-old, 30-year-old grandmamas, and they didn't raise them kids, man.
Tell me about it, man. And then
I know I always had to tuck my shirt in, wear a belt.
Yeah.
Tuck my shirt in and wear a belt. Always. I could not. There's no way I could walk out of my mama's house with my shirt out of my pants.
Exactly.
But tuck that shirt in.
Hey, man. But you dress you well, right? You look good when you left there, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. Hey, you walk around here looking like you got a sack of potatoes on your drawers, you crack your ass showing. It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, I tell my son, hey, man, pull your pants up, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Walking out wide leg because your pants falling down.
Exactly. Instead of buying a bill, you don't walk wildly. Then you buy tennis shoes and don't want to bend your toe. What the hell?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Crazy,
what can
man.
You do, man? What can you do?
Hey, what can you do? All you can do is do your thing and take care of your family. Try to teach your family right, man. That's all. That's all you can do.
That's it. That's it.
You know.
Well, all right, Paul. I'm good hollering at you, man. That's my take on it, and we'll go from there, bro.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Take care of yourself. We'll talk.
All right, you got it.
All
okay.
Right. So, again, guys, that's exactly what I was saying. Exactly what I was saying. And that's why I like for people to call in and talk, because it's not just, it may not be to just, you may not see things just like I do. But if someone else call in, they may have your perspective of what's going on, or you may have someone else's perspective of what's going on. And if you call in, you may be able to help someone else through a situation, and they see it through your eyes just the way they saw it through their eyes. That's why I want people to call in and talk on the show. And at the same time, you don't have to agree with me. You got your own opinion. You got your own way of doing things. Call in. Let me know. I'll be the same way. Like, man, I didn't even see it that way. But you're right. It is. That's the same thing, but I didn't even see it that way. And that's the reason for, my show. Is to have you guys come on and tell me, hey, Frank, it is like this too. It's not always like that. Or disagree with me. It don't matter. We all in the same boat, right? Whether we agree, it's cool to disagree. Someone told me once before that, and I'll close with this. Someone told me before though, hey, if your wife don't want somebody that's always agreeing with what she got. She doesn't always want. She don't want a yes man. Oh yes, honey, whatever. Yes, honey, whatever. Yes, honey, whatever. And what I'm saying, what I mean by that is that if y'all agree, on everything, if y'all gonna have the same agreement on everything, one of y'all is not needed, right? One of y'all is not needed, okay? It's okay to disagree with her. You know, she not right all the time, you not right all the time. But that's what makes the relationship good. Take care of yourselves. Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow. I'm not gonna make any promises. But, you know, we'll definitely be back on Free Fall Friday. I'm trying to get back in the groove. So if you guys see some show notes pop up and hit you in the face and you see my show coming, hey, if you have time or if you can, if you're interested in the subject, call in, listen to the show. And if you'd like to talk, just hit that button. Hey, guys, this is Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. Take care, guys. Be careful out there.
Like a stir fry.